Everybody, everybody, let me see you dancing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, na, 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 yeah.
That no one else can.
There's nothing in this world too hot for.
But you, Lord, everything is possible.
Can I sing it one more time? Sing,
I have never seen a God like. Who do the things that no one else can.
There's nothing in this world too hot for.
Everything is possible. Everybody help me sing. What's on your mind now?
Yeah, wow, wow.
Yeah,
wow, wow.
Hey,
I'm walking in
the
moon.
Yeah, dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
Yeah, sing.
Oh, yeah, I'm so on. Sing.
Oh, yeah,
I'm so on. Your
is another
day. You are great, Jehovah.
Well, in this month of May, we declared that we're going to have fellowship and a month of fellowship and love. For 2 weeks, my message has centered, was entitled, What, My Lord and My God? And there was emphasis on the fact that we should have a personalized relationship with God such that we can call Him my Lord and my God. We talked about different personalities. This morning again, I still want to center on David, how he recovered, how he looked at himself, what he did, the mistake he did, one very key mistake he did, and how he recovered, and what is expected of us to do. The title of my message is Have a Perfect Heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Let your word come with clarity, even within this short time. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you all hear me? You can hear me. So the volume is okay. Yes, God bless you. 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 1. Gives the account of David at a time of going to war. He didn't go to war. He stayed at home. And that is the record of his key mistake. He should have taken a step. He should have moved away, but he didn't. He didn't obey God. He didn't do the right thing. So some evil happened to him. And it came to pass. 2 Samuel, let's say, verse 11, verse 2. I need to jump because of time. He stayed at home. And the Bible says, and it came to pass in the evening that David arose from his bed. Oh. And walked upon what? The roof of the king's house. And from the roof. Oh, my brother, he saw a beautiful woman, unfortunately, but that was another level. The long and short, it got him into. He was tempted. His lust drew him, called for the woman. He ended up having a baby. Short, not going to war. But that broke that healthy relationship he had with God. But this man, that's why he's described as a man after God's heart. He needed to correct himself and stay on course. So what did he do? And that is the example I want all of us to follow. Psalm 101 and verse 2. David says something. So you understand that he did something. He fell. But the man changed his mindset. He pleaded with God. But Psalm 101 verse 2 tells us something about what he decided inside. Say, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I'll do what? Behave myself. Correct myself. I'll walk in wisdom. Say, oh, why will you come to me? That's such a beautiful relationship. When will you come, God? When will I see you? When will I have fellowship with you? I will walk within my house. He decided that perimeter, that thing, you know, he woke up in his house and committed an error. But he said, I will walk within my house with a what? Perfect heart. He realized his error and said, I will not repeat it. Even when I am at home, I am there alone, and I'm walking within my house where I have control, I can do anything. Even as a king, I will walk there with a perfect heart. And that is what the man discovered. Walking with a perfect heart. A heart towards God. A heart towards the things of God. Staying focused. Not allowing anything to sway to the left or to the right. I need that relationship with you. He didn't want that relationship broken. Look at how his heart cried. Oh, when will you come to me? He needed that love, that warmth. I said, no, this mistake that I did, when even I'm alone, nobody is seeing me, I have control over anything. I'm the king. I can command things. I can command for a woman to be called. And she has to come anyway. I'll put all those things under subjection. I'll bring them under subjection. Under self-control. Everybody say self-control. And that is the attitude he developed. And by that reshaping, by that reorientation, that man ended well with the Lord. He ended well in his relationship with the Lord. And even as we are reminding ourselves that time of fellowship, let's have fellowship with God. Let's relate with him. This morning, let's have that same mindset. That I'm going to have a perfect heart. I'm going to control my heart. I'm going to control my emotions. So when he came to Solomon, his son, he told Solomon, I want us to read. Or let's read 1 Chronicles. He told God something when he had to hand over to Solomon. I know also my God. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 17. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 17. I know also my God. Don't take that one out. My God. That thou triest the heart and you have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all things. All these things. What were all these things? For the building of the temple. He had willingly, because of the upright, he had the reorientation. He had provided everything. He actually wanted to build a temple. God said, there's too much blood on your hands. It's your son I will allow to build. But the man, out of that perfect heart, that condition he had created,
that uprightness.
He provided everything. The wood, the stones. He had gotten people, the gold.
Say, I have willingly.
Everybody say willingly. Please say it again, willingly. If we have to walk with God, it is key. If we have to walk with God, willingly,
not by force.
Yes, we have to encourage one another. We sharpen one another. But it shouldn't be by force. You should allow yourself to be encouraged. That we can call you. So when you call, oh, why didn't you come to church? Hey. Why you not come to church?
Can somebody gladly call you
that, oh, why were you not in church? And you not be upset.
Oh, why are you not fellowship? Oh, why didn't you join the PVV meeting?
Will you be upset?
But willingly offered all these things, and now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here in Tantra Hill this morning
to offer willingly to you. He was happy. He had also gathered the people. They were happy. It was a joy.
Willingly.
Next verse.
And O Lord of Abraham, let's look at it, Isaac and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thought of the heart of the people, and prepare their heart unto thee.
So this picture, it should never depart. Willingly, that we sacrifice. Say, give them that picture, how I've provided, how we have to build, how we have to be there, holding your house, causing things to happen.
Keep this forever in the intent of their thoughts, of the heart of your people.
Tantra Hill.
Keep it. And fix their heart towards you. Fix it.
It doesn't move to the left. It doesn't move to the right. When the sugar daddy came, you were not wavering. Say, oh, as for sugar daddy, I am certain that me, Adjoa Mansa, I don't like a sugar daddy.
So it's not, it's, you see, you don't even debate it. It's not. You are not considering it.
Sugar, no. It's not that picture, please.
It's too late. We've covered a lot of years already. You are now come to the. Now we are standing 32, we are waiting, or 35, we are waiting for the miracle. You are now coming as a sugar daddy. When will I finish with you?
Next verse. 19, please.
And give my son Solomon
a loyal heart, a perfect heart. That's what the man had discovered. Say, God, give my son Solomon, who's about to work, give him a perfect heart to what? Keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, written things that have been written that follow. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt. The statutes, give him a perfect heart to stay with it.
That is what I've learned with you.
That when I'm working even in my house, I must have a perfect heart.
So give to Solomon
a perfect heart to build the temple for which I have made provision.
So I was even wondering, is it possible that the provision has been made but the guy will not even build it? Say, I have made provision, but give him a perfect heart.
Have a perfect heart.
Have a perfect heart for somebody's business. A perfect heart at the store. Remember, you are sitting at the shop. Have a perfect heart. The fear of God must control your sitting in the shop. You are not squandering somebody's things. Something has been handed over to you. You are not misusing it. What has been handed over to you? Yes, your salary is not enough. So, do you know how many people are praying to occupy the seat? You move today. You want to try it? Move. Then you realize that 1,000 applications will come from that position. Move. You are going nowhere. You are not moving anywhere. You continue serving faithfully with a loyal heart, but still putting applications. Say, God, I thank you for this one. It is only 100 Ghana cedis I'm getting, but I thank you. But look at my faithfulness and open another door for me. Are you here? Are you listening to me? Don't spoil somebody else's business. So what had been provided for? Give him an upright heart, a loyal heart. Give her a loyal heart. Give him a loyal heart. Let him hold it. Let him own Tantra Hill. Let him hold on your church. Let him go. Get up Monday evening, scouting around and say, where will we find a property? Own it. It is yours. You wake up and say, is the pastor anointed? Can he preach? Oh, Father, bless him. Keep him. Anoint him. Put your word in his mouth. Own it. Have you prayed for instrumentalists? Have you prayed for your sister? The sister. Last time we shared names 3 by 3. Did you pray for the person? Have you been praying for a brother? Own it. Own. Someone wants that. It is yours. How is it going? How is it working? Are you looking around? Have you been looking around? Have you visited the children's service? Have you been there? Is a child happy? When you heard that brother was sick, what did you do about it? If you own it, you tell. You see, what you are doing is just even providing that connection to get it, letting the pastor know. It's enough that you are taking the step, the initiative. Maybe you can't visit, but you are ensuring and you follow up. What happened to our brother? Is he still fine? Has he recovered? You follow with a phone call. Oh, please, let the message stay on course. I can see. Hallelujah. So Solomon, my son, upright heart. What is being committed to you? Keep it with a clean heart. The relationship with God. Healthy relationship with God. This was intercession between David and God. Then he went to his son and told him, where are you? 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, no doubt that this God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts that are before him. Okay. Gabriel, what is there? That doubt. He thinks I can't do it. He searches all hearts. So if God should you see how they are displaying it. Then your name will come, Gabriel. Then the display on your heart. What is there? Should God do it right now? If God should do it right now. But he searches all hearts. He was telling Solomon, his son, have a perfect heart. Be willing, willing mind, willing heart. Let it not go on only material things. And yes, you must work and get the things. But remember, all things belong to God. And understand all the imaginations. They are saying that God understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, the imaginations. starts. Oh, but that, weren't we told he does exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think? That means he's thinking. The thinking process, don't think by heart. Say, think things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are of a good report. Think about those things. But if you let the mind go, then it is moving. Shouldn't be so. So Solomon, did I shout too much? Have a perfect heart towards him. Have a loyal heart towards him. If we look at another personality in the Bible, his name was Hezekiah. I think we have heard about him. A man after God's heart as well. Tried hard to follow. And what did Hezekiah do? I'm just jumping because of time. Second Kings 20. And verse 1. But we can go to, let's go to 2 Chronicles 31 verse 20 before we come to 2 Kings 20 verse 1. Chapter 20 verse 1. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. He did what? Which was good, right, and truth before who? His God. Now listen carefully, everybody. Please listen carefully. Wives, listen. Husbands, listen. Children, listen. It is not good to do only good. Patrick, it's not good alone. You shouldn't do the good thing. But the thing you are doing must be right. Okay, let's understand. Okay, let's try and give an example. Good, good, good. Okay, let's give this example. It is good to eat. It is good to eat. It is good to eat. But it is not right to eat when we have decided I want to fast. Unless you are, the doctor has exempted you. Medication. Collectively, we have decided. So, you are doing the good thing, eating. But the time you are eating is wrong. Another example. You can be doing a good thing in the office. Let's say, Pastor Ankra has told one of his workers, okay, pack these books. Meanwhile, he's the accountant. So he's still working on the accounting. He came and said, stop, pack these books. He's doing a good thing working on the accounts. But he will not fall have a good relationship at that time with Pastor Ankra because he has given an instruction, pack the books. Okay. Any other example? Okay. You are the leader of the home. God has made you so. Granting your wife is cooking. Granting she's cooking. You see, every time she likes cooking at 6 p.m. But you realize that 6 p.m. You want the children to do something. You want the children to do something. So you look at it, you analyze and think the children should be doing their homework at 6 p.m. They can do it at 7. So your wife thinks that, 7 or 8 is there. 7 p.m. or 8 p.m., the children can do that. But Deacon says, I've analyzed the thing. I think 6 p.m., I want them to be doing work at 6 p.m. because of A, B, C, D. If wife, what's the name of your wife? Naomi, says that they must do it at 7. She's cooking. But husband and wife, small homework food can bring conflict. Because she's doing a good thing. Thinking that, what an example. I don't know. Should I still tread there?
can be doing a good thing, good, yes, but when we relate with God, it must be right. So there's negotiation. Say, oh, but I think they can eat at 8. So, okay. They balance off and agree at 8. But Deacon says 6. Another time says 6. The third time says 6. I think they should eat at 6 because the homework I want so that I can teach them. And it is back, forth. Fortunately or unfortunately, he's the leader. If Naomi quarrels with you on it, you have conflict in your home. The place is quiet. So analyze why you're having conflict in your home. If you become a dictator, you must be doing the good thing. But if it is dictatorship, my brother, it will not be right. So there will be contention. That's why we even learned that Sarai means contention. Started long ago. We'll come and be talking about all these things, how we have to align. But good is not enough. You must do the right. Your boss says, where? Black and white. He said, oh, the green is nice. My brother, the green truly is nice. But if you wear the green, it will bring trouble. Are you getting me? I don't know. Can you give me an example? Maybe my examples are not good enough. One more example. Congregation, one more example. Yes. Interactive service. Do you know praying is good? But if your boss calls me, that's 10 a.m., Becky, you are praying. It must be right. It must be drawing break. Or when you decide to pray, you are doing your work. The work will be delivered, the praying will go on. But to leave the work and say praying, the pastor said, oh, Wednesday to Friday, we must fast and pray. So I didn't say that. So praying is good, but it must be right. Do you understand? So set out all your examples. So if you are having conflict anywhere, check it. See, I'm doing a good thing. Now move from good to right. And truth before the Lord. I'm not doing it because I want to twist the hand of God. Try to say I'm pleasing God. Try to say, Lord, I need that miracle. You in your heart, you know that right after the miracle, will not see you. So it must be truth. Say, my God. So he was truthful before his God. Are we here? Do you understand? Are you learning something? 3 weeks, because this is the last Sunday of our fellowship. So I need to move to another thing. I tell you, clean heart, his God. Say my God. Everybody say my God. Everybody please say my God. That is, the relationship must be healthier, must be better. You are following the testimonies. You've heard that he opened the rest. You are following the testimonies and saying that he did it at the Red Sea, he will do it again. The Red Sea experience, they said, okay, it was only once. God cannot, then he opened the Jordan as well. They say, oh, they were a group of people. They were what? A group of people. That is why it happened. When two or three combined, that is why a miracle happens. Somebody takes a mantle. One man. He's the Jordan. He's the God. To show that whether one, he still works anyway, anyhow. His testimonies. What testimony are you depending on? As for the testimony, there are plenty. And please, there are real life situations. Real life. The Red Sea was a real life situation. It's not a story in the Bible. Real life situation. I heard somebody was saying, how can they say it was a pool of water? It wasn't a sea. And God used a small girl to tell him. Then that was a bigger miracle. How can a horse drown in?
for baby. Say, oh, it wasn't anything, it was water running. Then the small girl told, hey, then it's a bigger miracle. The horse drowning in that thing. Oh, there, Charlie. Professor.
Science cannot defeat it. You want to use science to explain. Big bang, boom. Did you come like boom when you were here? Boom!
Then you appeared. Adam appeared. Or you are the monkey one.
Evolving.
So the next one you'll be what you will turn into what?
Okay, because of time, let's end with Hezekiah still. Hezekiah was sick one time. 2 Kings 20 and verse 1. I said we'll go to that. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, he visited him and told him that set thine house in order.
Please, I do have a will. The fact that you have a will doesn't mean you are going to die. Please, get a will. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Get a will. Everybody say, get a will. It doesn't mean you are dying. He says, set your house in order. Where is it? That means before anyone goes, your house must be in order. Now, cast your mind. Can you see the chaos that has happened in various houses, various homes? Because somebody passed. Set your house in order. But that's not, that will be for another day. For you shall die. Not here, right now. And not live. We will live. Next verse. Then he turned his face towards the wall. Negotiating point. And prayed to the Lord, saying, don't go there yet. He received an information from who? From the prophet. Then the message was from who? The message was from who? So if God speaks to you, say, "Anka, you better the Agbena. Oh, your will be done. Oh, it's your will. Oh, thy will be done." You know, sometimes when we lack faith, it's say, "Oh, your will." We push the bit, the thing is not coming. So okay, then your will. So pressing through, something praying through for that thing to happen. Say, "Your will be done." This morning, change thy will be done. You have to pray thy will be done. Note the context in which I'm saying it, please. Note the context. Don't say, pastor says, don't pray thy will be done. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that don't run away. When the miracle must come, you've prayed 1 year, it's not coming. So you say, oh Lord, your will. Why? And someone say, why in there you care? I don't deserve it. You qualify. The blood has given you access. You qualify. You qualify. Who says you don't qualify? Thank God for that. So don't run away. Take it. So the man said, though, God, you have spoken. You have spoken. I have heard. But he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, let's go. Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in... Do you remember the verse? The verse read. The man is now using as negotiation. He told me to do it. Remember, I've worked in you into and a loyal heart, a perfect heart. I tried. I was there. I can. I checked when has the place been swept. Oh. Can we support the instrumental? Can we do this? Can we buy flowers? I listened to Pastor when he was encouraging us, like David encouraged the team. I'm encouraging you. I didn't say, oh, Pastor, forget. I didn't go to the internet to listen. To listen to another voice, a counter voice. I didn't challenge. I had a perfect heart. I didn't read meanings into it. Hey, this one he's saying, it means that. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that project of sweeping. That's all it means. Sweeping means sweeping. It doesn't mean any other thing. And have done what was good in your sight. All the points. Because you can't leave, say that right, but it must be good for you to meet. Go to right. So it must start from good. Everybody say it must start from good. It must start from your character, the act must start from good. Then it moves to right. I don't know why that thing. Please don't forget that aspect. I don't know how it came. So good and right, please don't forget it. We'll visit it strongly. And I've walked in truth. God does not like lies. He doesn't like, are you coming or are you going? Whether your leg is here or here. No. Truth.
And God said, I remember it. If I've even forgotten, I now remember. Hezekiah, hey, prophet Isaiah, go back immediately and tell the man that 15 years, you should take 50 more years. He wants it, so give it to him. Because the man negotiated with what had taken place in his hands. This morning, please. We've had a balanced diet. I like what has happened. And last week, so I like it. That there's ministration, go and get a word. Please take this word. I need to take it myself. Let's encourage ourselves. And let's stay on course. My Lord and my God. Let's develop that strong relationship. When the message, you don't like the message because you are doing something. It's not an accusation. All of us must align. If it is prompting you to stop something, stop it. If it is difficult, ask help from the Holy Spirit. So what? Sometimes you know you can get a question. So what you do? I should stop and do what? So many beginning enemy then. When you ask pastor, they say pastor too doesn't want you to go hungry. You can put me in a box. It's not a word. If it's my word, then I can negotiate with you. But I can only stay and say that. Stay. I can't say anything more, but say that. But you have to. Because pastor also has to come out of whatever he has to come out of. Everyone here has to come out. Everyone, another lying, another stealing, another whatever. You must come out of something. Perfecting away with the Lord. Please, this morning, don't forget these messages in this month. My Lord and my God. God bless you.
I would never. I will never.